As I spoke in General Conference 25 years ago, I introduced a visual aide who stood beside me. It was my eldest grandson. He had recently received the Aaronic priesthood and had been ordained a deacon. I took the opportunity on that occasion to address my remarks to him on the importance of receiving the Aaronic priesthood. I said to my grandson, "I'm not overly pleased with world conditions that you and other young men are inheriting as you assume your roles moving toward manhood. While those of us who are older have been of an age and position to influence the world, I believe we've greatly failed you in that we've allowed the conditions of the world to become. This places you in a position where many of those with whom you associate have not been reared with an understanding of or respect for traditional values. This peer pressure becomes much more difficult and extreme. We have brought into our homes radios, record players, and television sets. While each has provided wholesome entertainment, so much of what is produced for our listening and watching pleasure is not of the caliber to inspire and encourage young men. In fact, most of what is produced is degrading. With a flip of the switch right in your own homes, it has the potential of destroying within you a sense of what is right and what is wrong. The more things change, the more they seem to stay the same, except for technology. I'm tempted to ask you, young men of the Aaronic priesthood, if you even know what a record player is. For many of those who don't, it is something we used to go to the family room to play so we could listen to music. Imagine that we had to go to it instead of carrying it around with us everywhere. I also taught my grandson Terry 4 lessons on the story of Daniel in the Old Testament. I told him to keep his body healthy and clean. 2, develop his mind and become wise. 3, be strong and resist temptation in a world filled with it. And 4, trust in the Lord, especially when you need his protection. I close my counsel to Terry in these words. These stories in the scripture will never grow old. They will be just as exciting for you as you read them as a deacon, a teacher, a priest, a missionary, a home teacher, or an elders' quorum president, or whatever the Lord calls you to do. They will teach you to have faith, courage, love for your fellow man, confidence, and trust in the Lord. I'm happy to report that Terry has been faithful to the charge I gave him 25 years ago. He later received the Melchizedek priesthood, served a faithful mission, and currently serves as an elders' quorum president, and of course is the father of a beautiful daughter. A lot has changed in the last century. Along with other things that has happened, many of my grandchildren have grown up and have children of their own. This summer I had the opportunity of standing in a circle of priesthood holders and laying my hands on the head of my eldest great-grandson as his father conferred on him the Aaronic priesthood. Even though my great-grandson is not present to stand by my side today, I would like to address my remarks to him and to all you wonderful young men who hold the Aaronic priesthood. It is a very special blessing to receive the Aaronic priesthood. History records the glorious day when the priesthood was restored to the earth, giving men the right to act as God's agent as they performed the sacred priesthood ordinances. It was on the 5th day of April of 1829 that Oliver Cowdery arrived at the home of Joseph Smith in Harmony, Pennsylvania, to inquire of the prophet about the work he was doing in translating an ancient record, the Book of Mormon. Convinced of the divine nature of the work, he agreed to act as scribe to complete the translation. The work of the translation progressed rapidly once Oliver committed to act as scribe. By the 15th day of May, 1829, Joseph and Oliver had already reached 3rd Nephi, the history of the resurrected Lord visiting the Western Hemisphere, and his teachings about baptism thrilled them. As they read in 3rd Nephi, their minds started to wonder about baptism. They wondered what manner of baptism is correct and who has authority to perform this sacred saving ordinance. They sought answers to this fundamental doctrinal question. They resolved to seek an answer by prayer, and they went to a nearby place on the banks of the Susquehanna River. There they poured out their hearts, and the heavens opened to them. An angel appeared, introducing himself as John the Baptist, and he told Joseph and Oliver he was acting under the direction of Peter, James, and John, who held the higher priesthood. Placing his hands on their head, he said, "Upon you, my fellow servants, in the name of Messiah, I confer the priesthood of Aaron, which holds the keys of the ministering of angels, of the gospel of repentance, and of baptism by immersion for the remission of sins. And this shall never be taken again from the earth till the sons of Levi to offer again an offering unto the Lord in righteousness." Later, Oliver recounted the event in these words, "But think, further think for a moment, what joy filled our hearts, and with what surprise we must have bowed when we received under his hands the holy priesthood." After mankind had waited for centuries for God's authority to be restored, the power and glory of the Aaronic priesthood returned to the earth. In section 107 of the Doctrine and Covenants, we learn why the lesser priesthood is called the Aaronic priesthood. The second priesthood is called the priesthood of Aaron because it was conferred upon Aaron and his seed throughout all their generations. Why is it called the lesser priesthood? It's because it is an appendage to the greater or Melchizedek priesthood and has the power in administering outward ordinances. The power and authority of the lesser or Aaronic priesthood is to hold the keys of the ministering of angels and to administer in the outward ordinances, the letters of the gospel, the baptism of repentance for remission of sins, agreeable to the covenants and commandments. Not only do you young men receive the Aaronic priesthood, you receive the authority to be agents of the Lord in carrying out your priesthood responsibilities, but you receive the keys also of the administering of angels. Young men of the Aaronic priesthood, I testify to you that the Lord is bound by solemn covenant to give you the blessings according to your faithfulness. If you will heed the voice of the Holy Ghost and follow his direction, you will be blessed with the ministering of angels. This blessing will add wisdom, knowledge, power, and glory to your lives. It is a sure blessing promised to you by the Lord. A few months ago, I had the opportunity of attending a ward fast and testimony meeting. One who stood to bear his testimony was an Aaronic priesthood advisor. His testimony provided me with a new appreciation of what it means for an Aaronic priesthood bearer to hold the keys of the ministering of angels. This advisor described some experiences he had that morning as he went about his way to church. As he was walking, he noticed two young deacons with fast offering envelopes going to the homes of the members. He was impressed with the way they were dressed in their Sunday best and how they approached their assignment with quite dignity. He then accompanied two priests to administer the sacrament in a resident home for the physical and mentally disabled men. It was the first opportunity for these young men to visit this home, and their advisor noted the respect and caring way in which they approached their priesthood assignment. Then the advisor shared a brief experience that deeply touched his heart because one of the priests reminded him of what it really means to be a true minister of Jesus Christ, literally a ministering angel. The young priest who was passing the water to the congregation came to a man who appeared to have serious Down syndrome. The man's condition prevented him from taking the cup from the tray to drink of it. The young priest immediately assessed the situation. He placed his left hand behind the man's head so he'd be in a position to drink, and then with the right hand took the cup from the tray and gently and slowly lifted it to the man's lips. An expression of appreciation came to the man's face, an expression of someone to whom someone else has ministered. This wonderful young priest then went about his assignment and passed the blessed water to the other members of the congregation. The advisor expressed a feeling that he had at that tender moment in his testimony. He said that he wept silently with joy, and he knew the church was in good hands with young, caring, obedient bearers of the Aaronic priesthood. President Everett Taft Benson once said, "Give me a young man who has kept himself morally clean and has faithfully attended his church meetings. Give me a young man who has magnified his priesthood and has earned his Duty to God award and is an Eagle Scout. Give me a young man who is a seminary graduate and has a burning testimony of the Book of Mormon. Give me such a young man, and I will give you a young man who can perform miracles for the Lord in the mission field and throughout his life." Parents of these magnificent young men and women, we charge you with the sacred responsibility of teaching your children the doctrines of the Holy Priesthood. Your children must learn at an early age of the blessings of having the Lord's eternal priesthood and what they must do individually to qualify for these blessings. Bishops, you have the keys to preside over the young men of the Aaronic priesthood, to sit in council and teach them their duties. Please be certain each young man is worthy to receive the Aaronic priesthood, understands the obligations and blessings which come to him as a bearer of the priesthood. Help him to learn to magnify the priesthood now by giving him important assignments and by helping him serve and minister to others. Young men, I challenge you to build your lives on a foundation of truth and righteousness. It is the only foundation that will stand the pressures of this life and endure through the eternities. The priesthood you bear is a special gift, for the giver is the Lord himself. Use it, magnify it, live worthy of it. I want you to know that I have a special and personal testimony of its power. It has blessed my life in so many ways. I also challenge you to determine today that you will honor this great blessing and prepare to advance in each office of the Aaronic priesthood, deacon, teacher, and priest. Prepare yourself for the great blessing of receiving the Melchizedek priesthood, to be worthy to receive before you serve as a full-time missionary. The Lord needs you to prepare for this great service, especially the great responsibility you have of declaring the gospel to the world. I promise you, if you will prepare to receive the Holy Priesthood, He will literally pour out blessings upon your head. This witness I leave with you in the name of our Lord and Savior, even Jesus Christ. Amen.